Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So the other day, I'm channel surfing, and as I'm going through, I stumble upon this reality court show, which normally I would keep going and not pay any attention to, but somehow it just captured my attention. And there's a plaintiff, and the plaintiff's a landlord in this case, and this woman is trying to explain to the judge why she was entitled to $1,500 in back rent from this gentleman that she was suing. But she was going on endlessly. She couldn't get to the point. She kept talking about things that were completely irrelevant to where she was going, and she kept repeating herself and going in circles, and she was out of sequence. It was just it was like a train wreck. It was terrible. And so as a viewer, I was getting frustrated. The judge was clearly frustrated, and in the end, just couldn't get the full story out the way she wanted it. And so what happened was she ended up winning, but not what she didn't get. What she was asking for, and I'm pretty sure the reason she didn't get it is because she couldn't articulate the story properly. And I looked at this and I said, you know, this is one of those life lessons. You know, we don't think about the importance of communication very often, but it's such a critical skill. And so, you know, part of it is just the choice to communicate, right? There's so many people that just don't communicate at all, which is one problem. But then the other issue is what about the actual message? And do you put time into crafting the message and thought into crafting your message, or do you just go from a stream of consciousness and hope it comes out the way you want it to? And there are certain people that are fine doing that because their brain works in a certain way and they're good communicators, or they've had some training around it and they've gotten good at it. But there are others that are just absolutely awful in terms of communicating. And I'm sure you can probably think of a few people that you know that are just not very good communicators. And it's not a skill that everybody has, but it is one that I will tell you has a strong correlation to success. If you're a very good communicator, then chances are, you know, that bodes well for your success in life. It just does. It's a skill that is sought after but not articulated very often. So I think it's just something to consider as you're going. And so we're going to spend some time going through the various aspects of communication and you know, are you effective or are you not, and some ways to really work to get to be more effective in what you're doing on a daily basis. And that's what we're going to go throughout the week. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And so the suggestion is that you try to get here each day. And what I try to do is keep you on that path towards getting you where you want to go, so that incrementally you can chunk away at those life goals that you have. And getting here each day is a way of staying on that path, and it's a constant reminder of getting there and really staying focused on where you're going. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the choice to communicate itself. Do you choose to communicate or do you choose not to? We all know some people, I'm sure, that don't communicate well or choose not to communicate at all. We're going to talk about that issue and some ideas around handling that issue. But for today, I just want you to think about your skills as a communicator. Are you where you want to be? Is there some work you can do in this area? But there's one thing I know. Every one of us can get better at communicating. It's a skill that no one ever perfects, but there is a big correlation to people that are very good communicators and their success. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this now, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.